clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
All right. Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, and I am here with my best bud. And we're both having a black day.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Jennifer Van Zandt.
I am so happy I'm here. I have missed you, Patty.
I know.
Been a few too many weeks down in South County by myself.
I know. Don't you know people there that are like me?
No. No. There's nobody like you.
That's probably good, though.
But I did, as you know, a couple weeks ago, go to the CBD Expo that was at the Anaheim Convention Center.
And
I brought us back a present. Okay. And we're going to smoke it. It's a Chong's hemp stick.
Is this like Tommy Chong?
It is. It's Tommy Chong.
Okay, so Chong's Choice Hemp. Very nice package.
I'm going to light it.
It's 20 milligrams cannabidiol. It says 0.75 grams. I don't know what any of this means. So we can't get high.
We're not going to get high, but we're going to see what happens.
Is this like tobacco? Because I quit smoking.
I think it's a little harsh. But you tell me what you think, like flavor-wise.
Maybe I should light my real joint.
And compare?
On one hand, and compare. No, you're right. It's harsh. Tommy.
I was so excited to bring this because I was like, finally, something I can smoke during the day. Because I like to do a couple hits at night when I'm ready to go to bed. But I don't really like to smoke during the day.
Okay, and that wasn't as bad. Tell me, I just took a hit off the Chong's Choice Hemp. It's a hemp pre-roll, and I guess these can be bought in any CBD store. But you know, for somebody that doesn't smoke cigarettes, wow. You're straight.
Okay, so the second and third hits were much nicer. And I was talking to a gentleman at the CBD Expo West, and I want to get him on, so I'm not going to name names right now.
I think I got high.
It's weird. There's something to it. So there is obviously a movement to use CBD to help people quit their nicotine addiction.
Oh my God, I love it.
And it can
on that from the potato chip.
Oh, no worries. If you...
what a great idea.
If you have a kid who's vaping nicotine products and you really want to get them off it, you could actually feel good about giving them CBD vape to help them quit their nicotine addiction. And it doesn't have any of the harmful chemicals because it's CO2 extraction.
Okay.
And I think this is something that not a lot of people are thinking about, but
that's
nicotine addiction,
Jen,
with kids is out of control right now because of all the flavors available in the different vaping e-cig products.
Well, you know, that'll phase.
Don't I
you
agree.
Think it'll phase. It'll phase. Let's see. There's alcohol.
Just one thing before we go on. There's a little Tommy Chong's face right there while you're smoking.
Oh, I thought that was an oil mark that I put on the cigarette.
But I think it went out, so you're going to have to light it again.
Okay, so what do we think about the CBD?
I think it's out, so you might want to light it. The first couple of hits, I thought it was really harsh, but after that, I kind of like it, and I feel some kind of effect, because I was feeling very, you know, the traffic really set me off, and I was feeling very anxious this morning, and it really did help a lot.
You're right.
Really quickly.
You're right. It's not harsh. It was that first hit.
Yeah, maybe the end with the paper end.
So what is in there, though?
It's hemp flower from a high CBD. It's actually industrial hemp. So it would be the 0.03 THC.
Yeah, it says organic high terpene for entourage effect. They used all the keywords. U.S. grown under 2014 Farm Bill.
So it's probably either Kentucky or the other place, Colorado, where it was grown. Sorry for stepping away, but there was ash on the table.
Amanda will kill us.
At least it wasn't a burn mark.
Yeah.
Sorry, tell. Amanda.
Anyway, this is great.
I think we're
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It is. Thank you for bringing... What was in the other one? Was it just another brand?
It's the manufacturer that works with Chong's Choice Sticks.
Okay, it's hemp pre-roll. I thought that said brain recovery, and I'm thinking...
Brain recovery?
I'm smoking this by myself because I need all the help with my... My brain needs recovered. I don't know about yours. And I noticed that doesn't go out like a joint does.
No, it doesn't.
It keeps burning.
It keeps burning.
Wow. And this is 100 milligrams.
So this one was a 50 milligram, so it's twice the amount of CBD.
Now, do you know how much those cost?
You know what? I don't.
Those were samples that
These were samples that...
Wow. Hey, was there any other fascinating things that you saw?
Well, one of the... I think my favorite thing was the Pineapple Society. They make a CBD-infused coffee.
Oh!
So it's organic coffee beans that are roasted in Seattle, and then the CBD oil is applied, and each cup of, like, an 8-ounce cup, so, like, you're...
See, they have to put the oil in there. You can't put it in the beans. That's what I learned.
No, the oil is applied after they roast it.
Right.
So it's... Right. So it will have that sort of oily look like espresso beans have.
Right.
And I really like that effect as well because, you know, sometimes caffeine can make you a little too jittery.
Okay, so you get this caffeine?
It was full caffeine. It was a dark roast coffee with CBD, and you're getting in each cup, like a mug of CBD, you're getting of coffee, you're getting about 10 milligrams of CBD.
Do you know how much CBD that is a required dosage for us?
Well, what they normally say is in between 30 and 50 milligrams.
On a
daily basis. So if you're having three mugs of coffee throughout the day, or, you know, like two talls
Who the hell drinks three mugs of coffee? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder why you're a nut job.
I usually have two at home.
I only drink it in the morning.
And then one when I get to work. So I do only drink it in the morning.
In the morning, right.
But
right.
Three spread out before, you know, before lunch is what I normally do.
Well, okay, is there anything else that you want to tell us about your experience at the CBD thing?
You know, I was surprised how big it was. And I was really? I was excited that there were that many vendors. There were vendors.
Did you know anybody there?
You know what? I saw people that I knew, and the people that I knew that I saw, I couldn't get near. You know, it was kind of...
So there were a lot of people.
It was crowded. A couple talks I went to go in, and I have pictures of me, like, standing in the hallway with all these tall people in front of me because I didn't get there on time. So I was a little bit bummed about that. But what makes all of that great is that we are part of a phenomenal industry that's growing,
right?
That's vibrant, is attracting really active, smart people.
I have a question. How many women?
I would say it was
percentages.
I would say it was 80% women, like, running businesses.
Oh.
It was a much higher amount of women businesses. The presenters were pretty evenly divided in, you know, male, female. There's probably about 50-50 there. I think in general, the the legalized marijuana industry is dominated by women. There are men involved.
Really?
But I
Why do I think that it's all men?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, Women Grow and other organizations seem to really be, even Normal seems to be, they all seem to be run by women to me. I mean, I know there's...
Well, first of all, you don't get paid.
Well, there's that.
Women in nonprofits, it's always been that way.
Women are more likely to advocate for something. If you look at...
Because they're compassionate.
Right, and you look at all the women who have a neuroatypical child that are told all these distressing things about what your kid's never going to do. What does it turn them into? It turns them into lionesses and she-bears who are like, no, that's my kid, and I'm going to fight for what's going to make their life
Take
better.
Take another hit, honey.
Sorry.
No, I'm just teasing.
I started poking
it.
The table.
Yeah,
but
I
I'm just
it.
Saying that you're right. Women are more likely to be in advocacy situations.
Right.
And I think for an industry, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Because... Even though we are profit-driven, we don't put profits
and we're
over...
we're always better when we're on top, right?
Absolutely. But we don't put profits over people.
No.
Whereas
most men...
Yeah, like we're not... Like, yes, we're in business to make money, but it's not the only reward in our universe.
No, no. And we're open. Hey... What about fucking Ted Nugent?
Oh, no. What did Ted Nugent do?
He is hardcore against pot. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Really? I find that hard
he's against,
to believe.
No. Ted Nugent. And I read this before. I've talked about him. But, I mean, this article just came out. Over the past several months, Michigan has emerged as a top battleground for cannabis legislation in the upcoming midterm elections. Only Utah is comparable in its fight between supporters and opponents of marijuana. But Utah is...
Mormons are with them, man! Yeah. Hallelujah!
Right. So, anyhow, let's see, where does this stupid... I will never listen. I wouldn't buy his music.
No,
so
absolutely.
So everyone affected... In Michigan has started voicing their views, and that includes Ted Stugent. That's what I'm calling
him
now.
Well, in the Detroit Metro Times, it says, Ted Nugent should smoke some pot.
Yeah. He should.
Motor City Madman is many things. NRA.
Does he live there?
He must be if they're calling him Motor City. But he is not a pot smoker. Well, that's too bad. I guess I won't be going to any of his shows.
Well, you
not
know
that
what?
I ever was.
No, but pot smokers aren't violent. He sounds violent. What
he
you're
does.
Saying is violent.
He's NRA board member, a big game hunter, and right-wing conspiracy
theorist.
Preaching nut job, according to the Detroit Metro Times.
Oh.
He is not a pot smoker. So.
Well, we know that, Teddy. And you know what? You need to chill. Maybe get some chill powder from Dr.
Or,
Beth in Nevada. Chill powder. Go to chillpowder.com.
Or get some chong sticks.
Get some chong sticks.
There's no THC.
It's good.
No,
he needs THC. He needs to mellow out.
We need to get him...
Ted, call us.
He needs something with a high couch lock.
Heavy indica.
Heavy.
Please, send us whatever is the heaviest indica name so we can send to Ted Nugent. Do you believe him? What an asshole. I mean, he's been on this for a while now. I mean,
you know,
he's just outdated.
I think it's sad when people in politics are really in it just for their own personal agenda. You know, like...
Anybody. It's not about you. It's about all of us together.
Right, exactly.
It's not about you or just you. And when we come back, we're going to tell them who it is about.
All right.
We'll find somebody
good.
That we don't know.
I know who it's about.
I mean, it's all about me.
Yeah, it's about me.
It's about me.
Us?
Hey, we'll be right back.
Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Kicks, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. And hey, it's Coffee and CBD with me and Jen.
It is a beautiful thing. I think we're going to have to make this a regular occurring event.
We were just talking about that we feel interesting. It's not high, but it's interesting.
Yeah, there's a definite effect. It's calm, I would say a little bit calming, but also a little like I'm up too.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like there's no sort of like over caffeinated edge or anything.
Right.
So yeah, it's good. I like it.
Let's do a news roundup. So many things have been happening and we got to tell everybody what's going on.
I think one of the most uplifting and decent stories in a long time is about this little girl in the central part of California was told she couldn't go to kindergarten because her parents were medicating her with a THC oil, Santa Rosa.
Oh, this was in California?
Yeah, in Northern California.
But it is legal in all of California, but not...
It's legal, but it is not legal in school. You cannot medicate your child and have them have to take the medication in school.
You can only go to the school nurse for an aspirin.
Right.
Do they still give aspirin?
I don't know if they do. And I always tried not to have the school involved in my life so much that they were handing out prescription drugs to my kids.
Oh,
that's
no.
None
right,
of their
right,
business.
Right.
California is enough of a nanny state.
Yeah, really.
So this girl's parents got a lawyer, and he was a fairly well-known cannabis attorney. And they also were working with the ADA because the daughter has seizures, and you know it's her right as a
how old is she again?
She's five, she's in kindergarten.
They won.
The judge had to agree that the they could, under the ADA Act, they could not bar this child from school because of her medication.
Oh, very good.
So it wasn't anything on the cannabis laws. It was completely on the American with Disabilities Act that they won this case. It is a huge step forward. School districts are not going to be able to tell parents how to medicate their kids, or if you choose to medicate your kid in this manner, they can't come to school. You have to homeschool them. They can't do that to you anymore. You have a right now. There's precedence, and this is the huge part, establishing legal precedence for these families.
And when did this happen?
This just happened, I believe it was last Friday, I think. Now the LA Times is not letting me see the article.
It's recent.
I believe it was Friday of last week.
What else? Do you have any other little bits of interesting? Oh, well, you know what?
I know you have some.
You know, election time's coming.
Yes.
So
what do we got?
We're going to tell you who not to vote for, okay? And just by looking at their faces, I wouldn't vote for any one of them because you know how I judge people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not looking high on my, that politician is I'm voting for solely based on his looks. Not these guys.
Five members of the U.S. House of Representatives who are tops when it comes to championing marijuana reform. That's what he wrote about before. So now he's going to tell us who has the worst policies. Just Bob Good Latte. Is that his name?
That's what it looks like. He's from
he's a Republican
from Virginia.
Well, he was elected in 92. His drug policies has not changed since then. He's used his position to block any hearings, listen to this, people, on major marijuana reforms, including the States Act. This guy is your enemy. Do not vote for, wait a minute, I wouldn't vote for him for his good latte name.
Yeah, giving coffee a bad name.
Yeah, right. Pete Sessions, another Republican, Texas.
Hmm. Any relative related to AJ, AG, nope. Jeff Sessions? No relation.
He put a disclaimer on that immediately, which is hysterical.
That's very funny.
It didn't matter because he's a moron too. They do not share a common, but they do share a common disdain for marijuana policy reform. His power comes from chairing a powerful committee, the House Rules Committee. See, people, you've got to get the bad guys out of there. And this is mine, not yours. That's yours. Mine has...
No.
Yeah.
No, that one's mine. You're smoking the CBD one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's... What's his name? Chong's
Chong.
Face.
Tommy Chong's face is... We'll put that on my side of the ashtray. That's another thing. Do people... Can you buy ashtrays anymore?
I found that in my backyard. Obviously, nice. It's been there for years. So don't vote for Pete Sessions, Republican Texan. He's totally against... He could block any amendment that reaches the House floor. He's definitely... And he's seeking re-election. You know, Texas
people,
is a redneck state.
People, your vote is so important. But, use it to affect change. You know, vote smart. Don't just vote Republican or Democrat
no.
Because that's how you always
voted.
Well,
here's a Democrat who's totally against pot, too. Henry Kolar, Democrat, Texas. They wanted to enforce the Law Act and also voted against all of Rohrabacher. It's the only thing Rohrabacher did. He was trying to get his efforts to... help marijuana.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and he's going for re-election.
I think in Texas, marijuana's just not popular, so it might be on one... It
no,
might not
Maryland.
Be...
Maryland. Don't vote for Andy Harris in Maryland either. Multiple fights prevent Washington, D.C. from ending... Okay. Representative Harris not only has an awful voting record on federal marijuana policy... Yeah. No.
Yeah, if they're not voting for what you want
Joe
them...
Joe Kennedy.
Really?
Well, because he was a drug addict, alcoholic.
Should have smoked pot. He right. Probably wouldn't have had the addiction problems.
You know, this is Ted's son, I guess.
I'm not sure.
Opposes marijuana reform. I mean, because his cousin, Patrick, founded SAM. Which is with that stupid moron, our enemy, our arch enemy. What's his name? I'll think of it. Yeah. Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican Washington. Doug is a dud. he received an F grade from Normal. Doug LaMalfa, Republican, California. Listen, go online, Google it. Anyone that's against...
Go online, check your district, because a lot of these battles and legislation are fought on the local level.
Right.
So you can't just look at the national level. You want to look at all levels of your government and be proactive hemp, cannabis advocates... And good citizens, you know, all that red hemp and blue stuff. Like that,
well,
red hemp and blue?
Yeah, I love that. Oh, my God. Is that our new flag?
I kind of like it. I think I'm going to have to make a red hemp and blue flag for us.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? Former U.S. Representative Billy Tozzin, a Republican from Chack Bay, whatever the hell that is. Where is that?
I have no idea.
Well, this just came out. Oh, Louisiana.
Okay.
Has made another transition in his life in politics and pharmaceuticals. He is now working as an advocate for marijuana legal changes with Lenitive Labs, the medical cannabis company founded by, Montel Williams.
I didn't know he had a medical cannabis company. How did I not know that?
Oh, he's had
Has MS. He been in it for...
He has had MS for years.
So he's been in it for a long time.
For a long time.
I want to talk about something that's really stupid, but I just think so.
Will it make us laugh? It's Friday.
PC Gamer.
What's that?
It's a... I have two young men as my sons, and they love video games, and I'm normally not 100% down with it, but I think I found one that I'm going to have to encourage them to get because I want to play it. It's called Weedcraft.
Oh, God.
And it lets you start a marijuana business, and you can choose it to be a legal business or an illegal business, and it shows you...
How to do it.
And you get, you know, I'm assuming the person with the most sales at the end of the day and the biggest distribution network wins, but it's on, you can find it, it's probably for download.
Wow.
PC Gamer, Weedcraft Inc. Sounds like a lot of fun. And if you're into gaming, give it a try.
Well, that's great because gaming's big now.
Gaming is big.
But do we want our kids more addicted to their cell phones and pads?
No, we don't. But
that's my only thing.
I think things like this are just showing how every day the industry is going to become. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like... We have that list. We've all seen it. 10,000 things you can do with hemp. You know, the industry is so far beyond
what we even know now.
What we know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
did you think this? No, we did not see PC, you know, a PC game about growing marijuana becoming a thing. But when you think of it, there's games about farming.
Right, right.
There's games about evading the cops.
And look at all the violent games out there. See, I think we're raising a violent society with all the violence out there. And you know, I need to say this, because you have two boys. All the MMA places, every corner, somebody's teaching you how to fight. See, for some reason, that's violence to me.
Well, and I think it's not really teaching violence. It's desensitizing children. From a very young age, they're viewing violence. I mean, like, when I was a kid, the most violent thing you saw was, Wile E. Coyote getting blown up because his Acme rocket misfired.
See, I never watched cartoons, so I don't know. I thought they were violent.
The cartoons were violent, okay. But I think we didn't stream them. It wasn't 24 hours a day available to us. And... the TV went off, you know, it was like, okay, you watched your morning cartoons. Now you go outside. Now it's like, I get up, roll out of bed.
Now they can't go outside to play because there's pedophiles and perverts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just, it's
a different world.
It's a different world. But I agree. Kids see violence and it desensitizes them to it. And they see it more as a normal occurrence than, you know, the abnormal thing. So that's why we see...
Yeah, right. And kids determine what's normal and abnormal these days. I tell my daughter every day, I says, I'm so glad I'm normal. And she says, Mom, why do you think you're normal? I mean, I always thought I was a very normal person. You know, I work, I make money, I take care of my family, I take care of myself, I brush my teeth, I... try to clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's what normal
that's
is.
That's what normal is.
You
but
know, you go to school, you go to college, or you get a job, or that's normal. Don't you think that's normal?
That is.
Okay.
But I think we see less and less of that now.
I know. But tell me if our girls were not industrious. High school cheerleader, may have been passing around pot brownies for homecoming votes. I say go, girlfriend.
I love that.
Don't you? She wasn't giving blowjobs. You know what I'm saying? She was.
Exactly. She was just helping people feel good.
I know. And not everybody can bake. She probably was a great baker. And said, if I always take baked goods. You mean yeah. not, I mean, regular baked goods, no matter where I go. But I'm coming to your house.
Did she win homecoming queen, or did she get disqualified?
Her Southwest Michigan high school, in an effort to be voted homecoming queen, they're investigating it. Three brownies recovered from students at Hartford High School. See, too bad, kids, that you don't go to Hartford High School.
I know. I would like to recover those brownies.
I do not know. And say nine other confections. I love that. Remained unaccounted for. The brownies were taken to the school on September 26th. The tipster. It was somebody that probably didn't get one.
Or her opponent.
Bitches. Exactly. Mean girls.
The mean girls found out about the pot brownies and tried to shut that down.
The tipster said some were distributed in goodie bags for the football team. She men, they're, that's all you have to do.
Feed them. Trust me, I have three. That's all it takes.
They said he plans to interview the cheerleading suspect and her mother when they return. Oh, really? Like they're going to tell you? Somebody tipped you and lied. Could have lied. You don't know.
Exactly.
Anyway, we applaud you, girlfriend. I think that's great. And we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back with some more fabulous
stories.
Yes.
The news is so great lately.
Oh my
and
God.
We're having a blast.
And we're having a blast. We'll be right back.
Clear the airwaves for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's the Pat and Jen coffee and CBD.
Hour.
We're having so much fun today. We're so glad you could join us. And
we're smoking CBD, and we're thinking that we kind of like it. It's not.
I do.
It's not bad. You know?
I feel fabulous.
I'm kind of wondering about that. You know, you always hear industrial hemp people say that it's, you know, the hippies' disappointment. And I'm kind of feeling like it's not. All right, I'm not stoned, but I'm not disappointed in it either.
Who said that?
I don't know.
No, you mean you said the strength of the pot today, they're saying is higher than the pot before, or?
Oh, so maybe it was just
know.
They had bad pot.
And that's what I'm thinking, too.
Hey, what was that thing about the guy calling 911?
My favorite guy.
Yeah. He was a funny little news tidbit.
Okay, wait a minute. It's back to our favorite place,
Florida.
Florida.
Miami, FLA.
Listen, when you got the munchies, I say you call 911.
Who else?
Who else would you call? You're home by yourself, you got the munchies.
I can't get off the couch.
And you don't want to drive.
Exactly.
So you dial 911. This guy in Florida called 911 80 times. To demand, not order, but to demand Kool-Aid, hamburgers, and weed. I mean.
Okay. I'm wondering if he had
34. He was 34.
I'm wondering if he had to call 80 times to actually get through. I mean, why 80 times? And did he get arrested for that? Is there some ramification there's no downside to calling 911 falsely?
Well, I'm sure he got arrested. I'm sure that they went and, but it's Florida. No offense, people.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's another Florida story.
Please.
A doctor in Florida has taken an unconventional approach to help his patients manage pain. Cannabis-infused ice cream.
Where's this doctor? I'm going to see him now.
Yeah, exactly. He's an internal medicine physician at the Florida Primary Care Center in Winter Garden.
Is it like an old people's place?
No, because it sounds like it's a sports medicine kind of place that he's...
Oh, that's right. Okay, so they're doing medical marijuana there, are they not?
I think so. Okay. And he's now also treating people with CBD oil for anxiety and depression. So maybe he's just a flat-out general practitioner. But it sounds like he's bringing this into his practice and helping patients with it, which... is good, because a lot of times legit doctors don't want to you know, deal with medical marijuana because of the illegality of
it. Right, 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 right.
So a lot of times...
Because they don't know, and it's something else that they don't want to learn.
They don't want to know, and they don't want to mislead patients, and they don't want to be responsible for it.
I say, if you're a doctor, I think it's new... I think that you should be doing your due diligence and learning about it.
I agree.
And then you can choose. I mean, there's a lot of great doctors out there. Dr. Phil Denny. I mean, Dr. Bob Melamed. There's, there's just so many cannabis doctors out there. Google them.
Yeah.
And learn. Just learn about it.
Yeah, just learn. I think...
Don't talk out of your ass and make up shit.
And if you're a... You, as a patient, want medical marijuana and you can't get the information from your doctor, you're entitled to a second opinion or a third opinion. Get on the phone. It's so easy to find these people.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you have to advocate for yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Right. But not everybody's like that.
No.
You know what
a
I'm
lot
saying?
Of, there are a lot of people
it's
who
yeah.
who
right.
are... Doctors orders people, and they don't question.
They're Republicans from Texas.
I don't know if they're just Republicans from Texas, but probably more of them.
Hey, did you hear about, speaking of our favorite state, my guy, I'm calling, because he stole a truck full of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Nice.
This was a stoner that had a real sweet tooth. But he just said he needed a place to rest. It was hysterical. This is in Ocala, Florida. He told police he stole a donut truck because he was tired of walking and wanted to sleep. He was arrested. Wondered, did you eat any donuts, you idiot? That he had marijuana in his truck.
So he had his marijuana, and he didn't eat the donuts.
He told him that he...
He was just looking for a legit place to sleep overnight.
He stole it from a Walmart parking lot. It's about right.
Yeah.
You know, it was
Can you imagine the Krispy Kreme dude coming out? Like,
where's the donuts?
Where's my donut truck?
He said he got tired and his feet hurt. I say, if you get tired and your feet hurt, the best thing to do is to find a Krispy Kreme donut truck. Think how you can have like about 3 donuts. Lay down, rest your feet, go to sleep. Except, you know, he, 338 boxes of Krispy Kreme and 10 grams. I wonder if he sold, he had 10 grams of marijuana in a plastic bag on the floor near the driver's seat. Oh, well, he could have, he said the marijuana wasn't his.
It was the truck driver's.
Oh my God.
Wow. I hope he gets a good lawyer.
Well, to answer your question, it is not known if he ate any of the donuts.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yes. What is our next fabulous news story? Let's see. Oh my God. Hey, did I tell you about the robbery in the pot shop?
No.
Colorado. Thieves break into a pot dispensary. I mean, they see this dispensary and they thought, oh my God, this is ripe. We need pot. We don't have any money. Whatever. Group of Colorado thieves did Wednesday after crashing they stole a minivan through, and listen how dumb these stupid fucks were. They stole a minivan and they crashed it through the glass front entrance of Native Roots, a Colorado Springs pot shop. After the break-in with the van, several accomplices entered the store from a different vehicle, carried out containers of marijuana. They thought they were pigs in shit, man. They were so excited. They loaded the loot into the getaway car and drove away. A police officer spotted the getaway car, tried to pull it over. Instead, the fleeing driver hit the police cruiser and then sped away. So these dumbasses were really...
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Could criminals be more stupid?
It turns out, this is what all this was about. They have fake pot on the counters. The big jars, fake pot.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
They stole oregano.
So these idiots didn't even know that... Like, they didn't even know what pot looks like enough to know they weren't getting nugs. Idiots. I hope they go away for a long, long time. I usually don't, you know, wish ill on people, but,
They were display items.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that hilarious? I mean, because you're not allowed to put pot on the counters anymore. I don't know about Colorado, but here, I think in Nevada, that's the law. So there's big jars, but in those big jars are... It's not pot, it's oregano.
Just so it looks good for their display.
Yeah, it's display.
Well, in California, if you go into a dispensary, there's like a little tray that you can't touch the pot. You can smell it.
Oh.
Yeah, because they can't let you, you know, we used to be able to, they'd hand you the mason jar and you could be like, oh, I really like the smell of that one. And, you know, but now because of all the compliance laws, that's... sadly gone away, because for me it was always the way I picked my pot. I was like, oh, I really like the smell of that one. And you know, are you gonna want to smoke something that you don't like the smell of?
See, I'm not smoking anything if I don't know where it's from, who grew. I mean,
exactly.
We're connoisseurs.
And you're going to smoke things that you like the terpene profile, the strain profile of. You're not going to smoke something where you're like, oh, that smells like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Old coffee grinds.
I don't know. You know, I just came up with this story and it has nothing to do with pot, but it piqued my interest. A 75-year-old Orange County man accused of throwing grape at ex-wife's face and threatening to kill her. How can you kill a person unless it's frozen? This is so hysterical. Only in Orange County.
Oh my gosh, Orange County. Sometimes it makes me so sad.
Wait a minute. If she had plastic surgery, this is an old article. He also threatened to burn down the house.
Okay, so not a nice man.
75. Okay. Let's see how old she was.
Throwing grapes is not acceptable for somebody who should.
Oh, she's only 71, so they were the same, hysterical. Ma'am, how did your husband try to kill you?
He threw grapes at me.
Okay, I mean, is that like a Jerry Springer show?
Who was Jerry Springer and
Maury Povich
before he went serious reporter.
What?
Well,
else?
I have this company, and I think this is something we're going to start seeing more of, and we've talked about it before because we had Ranger Blake on from the...
I miss him.
I know.
Hi, Blake.
Come visit us again.
Yeah, and bring some more...
Hemperer. We like the HPA.
HPA.
But this is... there's a company that is now developing not just beer, but alcohol infused with cannabis. And...
Like you mean gin, vodka?
Yes. So
where are they?
This is a Canadian company.
Of course.
And actually they're the Quebec LP Hydropothecary Corporation is developing cannabis drinks. Also in Canada, Molson Coors is developing something as well.
We all knew
this was going to happen.
Oh, wait a minute. Did we talk about the Landis? cannabis outlet. Did you, we talk about that?
We talked about it when we weren't on air.
Okay. Let's, because cycling is near and dear to me. What did you just read?
I read that they are sponsoring, I believe, a women's bike team.
Well, it's Floyd Landis, who I met, because I used to do the races here. I mean, in back east. When Lance first started out, he was like 18 years old. And Landis, he won the Tour in the Tour de France in 2006, but then he lost the title because he was being found guilty of doping, which was all such bullshit. I'm sorry. So they plan to launch a professional cycling team that will be sponsored by his cannabis business. I'm going to reach out to Floyd. I mean, Lloyd, I'm sorry.
This
Floyd.
Is Floyd.
Floyd, I'm sorry. But then he was, they say he was a U.S. whistleblower in the doping case against Lance Armstrong, who, I love Lance Armstrong. He is still near and dear to my heart. They all did it. It was a level playing field. That's all I'm saying.
And that's part of spectator sports.
Right.
We as spectators,
right.
we demand a lot.
What do you, right. And what do you think all those other guys are doing in all those other sports?
And that's why there's performance-enhancing drugs, and that's why we see people suffering serious traumatic injury, because they're going further, hitting harder. They're pushing the bounds so far that the impact on their bodies, the CBD movement into professional sports,
I think would be really
good.
And it is. But it's called Floyd's of Leadville. It's a Colorado-based cannabis business that the former professional cyclist launched in 2016. And Floyd's of Leadville will be the title sponsor of the team. Now, I think this is incredible. I definitely want to reach out and talk to them.
I think this is a big thing, because as we see more professional athletes turn to the medical cannabis, industrial hemp, CBD industry for recovery.
Right.
Any enhancement that it can give, I think it would be so much better than taking steroids or any other type of drugs that are potentially...
We're so smart.
That are so harmful.
I'm so impressed.
Have so many...
Everybody should listen to us, because we know what to do.
Yeah.
We're telling you. I mean, we didn't make this shit up. I mean, we didn't invent it. We're just grateful that we're involved in it and understand
and
know it.
I mean, it makes my day if somebody is improved because
they tell you about CBD and you're saying, oh my God.
And their life is improved because they say to me, hey, Jen, you know, that really helped. I don't have this horrible nagging sciatica pain in my hip or whatever the issue is. And I know you have clients that tell you the same thing.
Exactly.
You know,
so we feel that what we're doing is
A service. And we love doing it.
You know, I think it's great. I'm excited for the future in cannabis and hemp. We're still working on our hemp expo. And we have so much. I mean, there's so many things to do.
The really good thing about the hemp expo is, although we were sad that we had to push back, we're so excited for it to be bigger and better
and
just an all-around better event.
And for all our listeners out there, I'm working on a 420 yoga class once a week. So, and I have a space.
We don't have to be there at 4:20 a.m., do we?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck, no. I'm in dream.
Just making sure.
No. Anyhow, you know, as soon as, and we're looking at mid-November for that. I found a place. We can't medicate in that place, so we have to medicate before we go there.
That sounds like a phenomenal event.
We'll meet at my house or something and party and then go there. Anyway, there's so many things are happening, and Hemp Radio is involved. We want to be involved in everything. Let us know what's happening in your area.
And check us out on the internet. hempradio.com, and you can find our hemp shopping bags there with the Hope Hemp Heal design on them. You can find a link to my website, essentialmcgee.com, and we'd love to hear from you. I believe our links to our emails are
they
up there.
Work. I've been getting stuff from a lot of CBD people.
I've been getting like emails
at hemp.com, okay. hempradio.com.
And we also have our personal emails.
Right.
So you can get me at jen@hempradio.com.
Is it J-E-N-N or J-E-N?
Just one N, J-E-N @hempradio.com.
And I'm Patty Cakes, P-A-T, one T, I-C-A-K-E-S @hempradio.com. We love hearing from you. We love that you listen. And have a fabulous weekend. And on that note, it's time to
blow this joint.